If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
XY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
How many of you would spend $1,000 on this one service? Call me crazy, but I came across this new app that's called Protector. Now, obviously, if I ever become rich, I'm not going to say anything, but there will absolutely be signs. For example, I would pay every single morning for this service to pick me up and drive me to work. And if you have ever heard of this app, let us know how many of you would be interested in using this service. Even for fun, maybe just one time, because there's an annual membership fee of $129, and then the rate to book, which I'll tell you what this is, but bodyguards are included, you're going to pay $1,000 for a five-hour minimum. And that includes law enforcement. What this is the app Protector is making waves because you can log in and hire your own armed security guards or agents to come pick you up and what looks like bulletproof vehicles. I don't know. You just take you to Wegmans or something like that. It would be amazing. And these are either active duty or retired law enforcement officers. But they each have a profile and you can choose how many, which ones you want to hire. And they all show up in full piece suits and come to your door to get you. They're basically Secret Service. How baller is this?
You're not that important.
I know, but that's the point. That's the point. Maybe you and a couple friends, you put together $1,000 and then for 5 hours, these people protect you and follow you around.
Or you could just light money on fire. That works too.
Now, I have to say, this service right now is in New York City. It's in LA, but slowly going to be operating nationwide. And here's what it says on their website. Welcome to Protector. Get ready to be protected. Protector is a revolutionary personal security app. And it enhances personal protection and makes private security available to the general public in an on-demand fashion. So with the click of a button, Protector users can schedule veteran and former law enforcement private security personnel to serve as a personal protection when needed. And I'm telling you right now, how cool would you look if you needed to just run a couple of errands? Hey, I have an appearance coming up this summer, I think like a Dairy Queen. I would love to hire these guys to pick me up and take me there.
Not you losing money on an appearance.
You can
He's in debt for the appearance. He gets paid $200. He only walks away with like negative $800.
585-252-9800. If you would use this service, I don't know on what, but I think it's a great idea and it thinks outside the box. You can select the clothes and the suits you want these guys to wear all the way down to the color of their tie. You can choose which motorcade is going to pick you up. Maybe you want an all blacked out GMC. Maybe you want an Escalade. No problem. That's an option. If they start offering this service in Rochester, which they will, I'm going to use it to pick up my parents and it will take them to their anniversary dinner. My mother would be mortified. I think my dad would appreciate it. I think he would be down with this.
I'm speechless. If there's anything that I know about you, it's that you love to be protected.
I love being protected.
Man, woman, dog. Doesn't matter.
I just like the comfort of knowing, hey, someone's got my back here. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of the situation.
That's why you go for very muscular women.
I go for muscular women? What?
Yes. You've been on dates with a number, many a bodybuilder. And I think that plays a role in it. I really do. I'll tell you one thing. If you're walking down East Ave with a girl, you're the one walking on the inside. You're
guys,
not walking closer to the street.
I'll say it once and I'll say it again. You got to find yourself a woman that walks on the sidewalk closest to the street.
Yeah.
I don't let her.
Or a woman that actually works for this service. I'm telling you, the app is called Protector. Look it up. $1,000 gets you 5-hour minimums of personal security.
I guess I'll ask a deeper question. Is this more for you actually feeling protected or you for you feeling important?
I think it's a little bit of both because a couple of years back, there was a service where you can hire where they would pretend to be producing your own true E! Hollywood story. And they would just follow you around for 6 hours with cameras and boom mics and lights.
Now I would do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew it.
Now I would do that. I live every day like I'm in a movie.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. And you would just be walking down the street and these people would follow you. And it's hysterical because everyone thinks you're somebody.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Now that is something I can get behind because it's attention grabbing. This is not really attention grabbing. You're just with a big hulking man in a bulletproof vest.
No, Breeze, you can have four of these guys in suits with Ray-Bans on show up in a motorcade, and you don't think that's drawing attention if they, you know, you go to Tops or something?
Tops is the last place I would go.
I'm just saying, you got to run a couple errands. You're important. I think it would be so fun. So this is what you guys need to do for like a bachelor or a bachelorette party. Hire this service.
Next year's bachelor auction.
Next year's
yes.
bachelor auction.
Why would we do that when we can just hire Joe? We can like throw him like $100 and like put him in a bulletproof vest, get him a cheap pair of Ray-Bans.
I have friends who own and operate private security in Rochester.
There you go.
Yeah, we can just cut corners. Yeah.
And not to mention, a lot of people have been asking me. I've had at least two or three people ask me if you're a cop. Now that
yeah.
No, I'm not even joking. Now that you have like, the whole mustache, I think it was last week we posted our action figures that AI produced for us on our Instagram page. 98 PXY Rochester, and I had my buddy reach out to me. He's like, is your intern like an undercover cop? I was like,
you do look like you could like be on Jump Street, like 21 Jump Street. I don't know. It's giving narc vibes for sure.
So once again, it's $1,000 for a minimum of 5 hours, you guys.
You can't do this.
The membership fee is $129 annually, which is nothing. And then you can pick out guy has a profile in a short video saying their background, what they do, who they are. And then you can pick the motorcade, what you want them to wear. And I'm tempted right now.
Also, like, okay, if somebody's really that important, a presidential figure, anyone in higher government, any actor, like, they have this on hand. They don't need to seek it out on an app.
Well, I'm saying it's not for people like that. It's for people like us.
I think this is also maybe for someone who's like, you know what? I would like to not be put in harm's way.
Not to mention, your birthday's in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want this to like kind of take you around with your girlfriends?
I'd just get a limo instead.
Yeah, but these guys have like abs.
not really my vibe.
That's true.
Not really my vibe.
Once again, yeah, the app is Protector.
I worry about this. I fear that you will dabble into this and get yourself into a massive amount of debt.
You guys know what my interests are, so if you ever want to put your heads together and buy me a gift,
well, 500
noted.
Each?
Noted.
500 each?
Wait,
500 each.
Joe's that's like, I haven't even made that in a whole semester I've been here.
Guys making $5.75 an hour.
A party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
It was a very special night on Saturday night, a special moment for the Ronald McDonald House, who we work closely with here at Odyssey, Charities of Rochester. Like I said, Saturday night, the group held a ribbon cutting ceremony to launch its first of a kind mobile medical unit. The unit will be used to help support families for medically complex children. And this is amazing because they can just come right to you. You don't really have to move, and they will be there whenever and wherever you need. To be able to come and relieve them of any travel burden, says Carolyn Batulia, the senior VP of Ronald McDonald Charity Houses of Rochester, says that that is what they are meant to do. Facilitating care and getting care where and when they need it is going to help them succeed and thrive for not only the children, but the families as well. The ribbon cutting also kicked off the organization's 35th anniversary gala, and the group celebrates more than 30 years of helping local families. There's a ton of people in the area that are medically based that are doing these like mobile units, which I think is great. I know Trillium has one. I just spoke with the Breast Cancer Coalition. They're in conjunction with a mammo van. So they will be on site at the event that will be happening in May, the Pink and Teal Challenge, where they're just going to be giving free mammograms to people. Mm-hmm. And it's really great because a lot of these people who are medically charged and complex can't really move around as freely as anybody else.
Right.
So it's a really great thing and honestly something to be proud of for Ronald McDonald. So very happy for them.
We love the Ronald McDonald House. And not to mention just Ronald McDonald himself.
No, fully. Love that clown.
What would you guys do as a parent if you knew your son was cheating on his girlfriend? 585-252-9800. We got a message from a mom. We'll call Shannon this morning. And is asking if she should be the one to tell her son's girlfriend if he's choosing not to. What would you do? We'll talk about it coming up next for Parental Confidential on PXY.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What would you do as a parent if you knew your son was cheating on his girlfriend? 585-252-9800. It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy. It's an all-new Parental Confidential this morning. And we'll go ahead. We'll call this mom, Shannon, who wrote in. Are there certain areas in your kid's life when they're at the age of 17, like Shannon's son, where you just mind your own business? You let them figure it out for themselves?
Mm.
Or do you step in? Do you interject? Here's the message. Hi, Moose and Breezy. My son, he's 17. It's embarrassing, it's wrong, but I found out he has been cheating on his girlfriend. He has had trouble in school. He's had trouble making friendships. And against all odds, he found a girl that wanted to be in a relationship with him. This is a girl that makes good grades, has good morals, etc. We've met her parents like our son. However, he arrived home late one day, and my other son went to go track him down, wasn't answering his phone. Well, my other son sent pictures of him kissing another girl. We're highly upset.
So tough.
Man, that brother just threw him under the bus. Yeah. I don't know if I should.
He's like, found him.
Yeah, here he is. I don't know if I should force him to confess to his girlfriend or if we should tell her parents or just leave it alone. Because I fear by just leaving it, we become responsible to his bad behavior. And I'm really at a loss right now. I've never been in this situation. Does anyone listening have any advice on this, in this matter? Thank you so much.
First of all, no, you don't run to the girl or their parents or her parents. You talk to your son, you sit your son down and you figure out what the hell is going on, because without getting the full picture, I mean, for all you know, they could be broken up and he just didn't tell you yet. You know what I mean? Like, you need to relax for 1 minute.
Yeah, it sounds like she, from what I know, has had conversations with her son, but I don't know if he's willing to even tell her. We already have some messages coming in for this, 585-252-9800. Before we get to our listeners, I will say, as a 17-year-old teenager at one point, I too made stupid decisions. Because when you're young, you think finding a great girl is a dime a dozen. It's not. But you don't realize that until you get older. But I think the best thing any parent can do would be to call your kid out on their BS. Because if you let something like that go on, the only thing that's happening is they're going to grow up to be men who continue to treat women poorly. Now, the uncomfortable conversations my parents had with me, yeah, it's when I slipped up. Or maybe I treated a girlfriend poorly as a teenager. I got called out for it. Those are situations that were never swept under the rug, which I appreciate now. But I would 100% call your son out on this one, because you don't want him to continue that behavior, right?
Yeah, no, that's messed up. Like, you have to talk to him.
Yeah, and I think, you know, her even giving herself or her husband or anyone involved the option to just, like, breeze over talking to their son, their blood, before going to the mom or the girlfriend. Or
what I would not do, do not get a hold of this girl's parents. Do not tell them.
That's probably the worst thing you probably could do.
There's no need for that. Let's get over to hear what some of our listeners have to say. We got a text coming in right away from a listener named Alex. He says, I was this exact 17-year-old. I had a girl who really liked me, and I took advantage of her companionship plus the physical relationship with me because I was horny and I was dumb. She bought me things, parents loved me, and I cheated multiple times. My mom being super disappointed in me, I think, is what hurt the most. I would absolutely tell your son that he needs to come clean. Chrissy says, good morning, guys. As someone who has been in that girl's shoes, I really appreciate that there are parents like this who actually care about it. Please don't let this go on for her, and help your son become a better person.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it comes down to. Teach him to be a better man.
You got to. You literally have to. That's on you. This person says, you need to sit him down and tell him this is unacceptable. And if he continues down this way of life, you will no longer support him or any future relationships that he might bring home.
Joe, you're a 25-year-old college student. You ever,
sure,
you ever cheat?
Never.
Never been in a relationship where you cheated?
Correct. I've been cheated on. And
how'd you find out?
Same, Joe.
Okay, just okay, Breezy. We know.
Pictures. Pictures.
Ooh.
Pictures.
Like proof? Like literal proof was in the pudding?
Pictures of the two of them locking lips at the bar.
Oh, at the bar. She was like, I was drunk. I didn't remember it.
Were you in college?
It. Yeah, this was in like October.
Oh, fresh.
Oh, this is yeah, this is totally fresh. All right, well, not to pour salt on the wounds, buddy. I'm sorry that happened. But you got to figure out what you don't want before you know what you want.
Yeah.
And now here you are, massively successful at 90PXY.
Exactly.
Massively.
Who knows where she is, you know?
Yeah. Arby's. Let's go over to Angela. We went to Angela. Let's go to Sarah. I wouldn't even tell him to confess, but discuss with him, at least bringing it up with her, if this is how he plans to treat her. Because no young girl needs to start her dating life with the first boy presumably being a cheater. Sets her up for all sorts of trust issues.
Oh, no, she'll be.
From the outset, in my opinion. Yeah, she's 100% right, Sarah.
Yeah, she will be scarred for life. Not speaking from experience.
What about you? You got around in high school. Did you ever cheat on your first boyfriend?
No. I didn't have time. They beat me to it.
This is ridiculous. Guys, good morning. I can actually appreciate this mom. This is part of character development and not enabling his behavior of a chain of broken hearts. And that's totally respected. Yeah, she's trying to find the answer to do the right thing. And that's
she
totally
has
respectful. Let's go over to Daniela. Good morning, guys. I do not agree with meddling in your son's business. Teenagers need to figure this stuff out on their own, and he almost is a legal adult. He doesn't need his mom butting into his relationships. Well, I think he does.
Multiple relationships. There's a lot of rolling relationships. Think he needs someone to say, hey, buddy, unless you're going to explore polygamy, you gotta maybe just hit one, you know, keep it to one and done. Which if he is, that's his personal choice.
Who's the other woman that your brother caught you with?
Oh, yeah, that's a twist of fate.
Where were
for
they?
Sure.
Wow, I want to know where they were.
Arby's.
Behind a Red Lobster parking lot. If you have a daughter, or if you were being cheated on and the other mother-in-law knew but didn't tell you, what would you think? Coddling boys makes them crappy men. Hold him accountable and make him confess, or do it yourself. Those are his options. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, but I think mostly everyone here agrees that you've got to speak up.
I wouldn't give options. This is what you're doing, and if you don't like it, the truth will be revealed.
The two options are you tell her or we tell her.
Right.
Oh, that would be really tough. Oh, that would, I don't know. Some people don't agree with that at all. Like Daniela. Jason says he'll never forgive you if you tell her. He will only learn his lesson if he faces it himself. And I would talk to him about it and let him know how wrong it is. But at the end of the day, you have to let him deal with it. If you guys are just tuning in for Parental Confidential, we got a mom that wrote in, we'll call her Shannon today, who says family found out that their 17-year-old son has been cheating on his girlfriend, who they all very much adore. What do you do in that situation? Because it doesn't sound like he's going to confess.
Mm-mm. No, and it doesn't even sound like he knows that they know. It sounds like he thinks he's flying under the radar. Well, the brother took pictures, so.
Yeah, the brother threw him under the bus real quick. Brenda says these kids need to realize there are consequences for their stupid actions in life. And this will be a great learning lesson.
Yeah, I say get ahead of it now. I mean, you don't want to have this conversation when he's 35 going through his first divorce because he couldn't keep it in his pants. I mean, that's going to be a hefty, hefty bill. And then now you could just be like, hey, this is free. Instead of dealing with this 10 years down the line with $10,000 worth of lawyer fees.
Yeah. It's hard when you're 16 to 17, especially as a teenage boy. You're horny and stupid. You're not thinking. But when you first have that actual first heartbreak, it does a lot to you, especially if you're the one responsible for it. It puts a lot into perspective of like, wow, I really hurt this person. I don't ever want to feel like this again because God knows I've been there, done that.
You cheated?
In L.A., yeah, in L.A.
Oof.
It was one of those things where I was, not that I'm trying to justify my wrongdoings, but I was with a woman who would constantly accuse me of doing something I wasn't doing, and then one night I just got really fed up, and I was like, whatever. It's just the relationship went really south. It wasn't good, so I had to, but I had to come clean. And then we'll go over to our last text that says, who else is here? It says, yes, as the mother, you should absolutely bring it up to him. Do not tell the parents, but have a sit down conversation and tell him, that you guys know and what he's doing is absolutely wrong, but don't sweep it under the rug.
Correct.
Yeah. You got to have that conversation with him, Shannon. 100%.
Must.
I think we can all agree with that. Thanks for texting in, though, and sharing your dirty laundry on our show. We do appreciate that. We're going to do another Parental Confidential. Thank you for the text this morning, guys. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, You can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.